Hi, this is Jason Johnson, and welcome to The Hub. Today, we're going to talk about the season finale of Power, and we're going to discuss the insane dynamics that we saw in that hour and 10-minute finale of absolute shenanigans. And can I say, to start us off, Karen Hunter, I'm going to take off my professor hat, I'm going to take off my doctor hat for a minute, and say with great confidence that the first half of this season I thought was kind of whack. And I thought Power was kind of running out of gas, running out of juice, running out of power. But from the moment, from the episode before they knocked off Kanan until the end, this is probably the best since probably season three. They picked this up, picked it up, ran with it, through the backboard, through the net, down the driveway, through the back of the stadium, an impressive finale.
But. Where do you think they go from here?
I think this show has two seasons left. And I think it would not surprise me if it ends with a significant character dying. Because these people can't walk away from this. They can't walk away from any of it at this point. And Kanan's death, I mean, because his storyline was done. I knew that they were heading towards, at the end of last season, when it ends with Kanan and Ghost and Tommy all kind of working
together.
I was like, okay, well, this is the beginning of the end, because once you start having that happen,
right,
you know, you know.
I'm low key though, he was so entertaining.
Oh, Kanan?
When 50 hit the screen and what he did with Tariq and how he was in the comedy, like there was so much about him. I didn't want to see him go. I hated him and then I fell in love.
I was happy to see him go because I thought that his storyline had reached its end. There was nothing else that was going to happen with him except betrayal. But the only thing I'm disappointed about, real talk, is there's a reason Tasha hates him, and it's deeper than anything that we've heard so far. Like Ghost has this whole soft spot, like, well, Kanan, show me the game. Tommy always looking for a father figure, but Tasha was always like, this nigga dangerous. Like, that was her thing from jump.
Right.
And she's the one who set him up. Now, I don't know if Kanan did something to her or she just always smelled he was dirty, but Tasha has been the only person to, like, again, I thought she was a dingleberry for the first couple seasons of this show. But once Kanan came back in the picture and she was the only one who was like, kill him now. Had they killed Kanan when she said so,
right,
wouldn't have been a problem.
Daughter would still be alive.
The
son wouldn't be completely dealing drugs.
They wouldn't have any of this nonsense going on.
Right.
The other issue...
But if you remember, Tasha and Ghost set him up to go to jail.
Right.
So some of that could also be guilt. Like look... That man's never forgetting,
mm-hmm.
and he was never going back to jail. So that was hurtful to have your people set you up to take a fall for something that they did.
But I feel like, well, see, here's the thing, though. It's always seemed like Tasha is the one who had that idea, and Ghost went along with it. Tasha's anger towards him, it's deeper. I don't think it's guilt. I think he did something. Or, I mean, maybe he pushed up on her the wrong way, but she has had a fiery hatred for him from day one. And
Well, he did kill Sean. Do they know that?
They do know he killed Sean.
And she had a relationship with him.
But she hated him before. And she was only screwing with Sean to get back at Ghost for messing around with Angela.
Right. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
And Sean was just being handed back and forth between her and Keisha anyway.
Which was nasty.
Which was pretty gross.
Right.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Lala... in this, the sex scene with mm-hmm. Sean, I had a bad reaction to that.
It was like a rash.
Weird story. I was doing a book with her, right? Mm-hmm. Lala's first book, right?
Oh, okay.
The Love Playbook, number one bestseller. Shout out to me. You know, I got to know her a little bit, mm-hmm. and you know, I went to the house. Carmelo comes in, blah blah blah. And so when I saw that, I was like, ooh.
Did he hold the door too long?
No, that you're a very shady guy, Jason Johnson. But I was wondering what his reaction would be to that, you know. But anyway, she's progressing.
I think it'd be hard to have dinner with him. He wouldn't pass the biscuits or anything else.
You know what, Jason?
But anyway, the point.
Why are you like this? I think we should take some time for people to, you know, understand how you work.
It's just true. It'd be a very, very long dinner. Things would just, it's like you would hand something to him and it would just stay there. It would just stay there and wouldn't get past. But anyway, no, I mean, I One thing about Lala, I thought that was strange when she was with Sean. I even think her relationship with Tommy is kind of odd, because it was really what it boils down to is like Keisha want to be in this life, but pretend she doesn't want to be in this life. And she got this whole weird frenemy thing going on with her and Tasha. And if this were a different kind of show, Keisha's the chick who would have tried to push up on Ghost if she thought she could live.
Right.
Because Tasha would literally kill her for
right,
that.
Right.
But Keisha's that chick. She's that friend who's not really your friend. You know, and she can talk
about... Well, wait a minute. She perjured herself.
She perjured herself.
For her.
But it's also because she wants to be in this game.
She doesn't want to be in the game. She wants to be in there.
I
disagree with you.
Crew.
I think she wants to be part of the crew, not part of... She doesn't like the illicit behavior.
She doesn't like it, but she keeps wanting to hang around.
Because she wants to be loved. Jason, she just wants friends and family.
Then get a Verizon plan.
You know
plan.
What?
You need some friends and family. At the end of the day, and that's the same thing with her and Tommy. Now, again, I don't like them.
Huh? I like them together.
I don't like them together because I think Tommy's crazy.
Tommy is crazy.
And mentally ill.
She balances him out.
No, she doesn't balance him out. She's just desperate to feel validated. She got issues, deep issues. I'm getting this look. She is desperate to feel validated because of low self-esteem issues that she has and the fact that she wants to live in the life like Tasha but can't find a man like Ghost. So she's going to deal with Tommy, who's murdered his father, murdered other people, and eventually she should probably find out that he killed Holly.
That'll be next season.
That'll be next season. At some point, she's going to figure out that he killed Holly. And what's probably going to...
Well, he took off Holly's ring.
He took it off and he put on his father's thing.
Right.
Yeah. So, like,
so
I guess...
So it'll be Keisha's...
exactly.
Nose ring.
Keisha has a scrunchie or a nose ring or something else like that. You got to be careful. You know, but again, it's this whole thing of, like, everybody on the show always pretends that they're offended, that people have lied to them and don't give them their plans. Don't forget, Tommy... That Ghost got you out of jail. Now, did he get you out of jail out of loyalty? Did he get you out of jail because he didn't want you to snitch? Did he get you out of jail because he needed you? Doesn't matter. He got you out of jail. And the whole time, Tommy was like, tell me your plan, tell me your plan. It's like, you don't need to know how I'm going to do this, but trust that I will have your back. At no point has Ghost ever been wrong, even though he's a terrible person. He's a horrible person. They're all terrible people.
Can I say this? I was okay with Ghost leaving this season. This last episode, I was like, they could off him and I would be okay with that. Like, I couldn't stand him this season. I couldn't stand him.
He's hurting.
Yeah, no, but okay.
And
yes, Raina dying is one thing, yeah. But like to police Tasha's coochie, when you've been like dipping the whole, like basically the whole relationship, you got a lot of nerve. Like
he's a terrible guy.
She can't get something right. That's what I'm saying. Like I can't root for him.
I think it's disgusting.
I never
did root for Ghost.
Really?
I rooted for them to not get caught by Angela because she was an idiot. And I rooted for them to not get caught because the FBI are such a bunch of bungling idiots in this show that I can't root for any of them. If there's one person in the show who I've ever, I will tell you, there's one person on the show who I've ever rooted for. You know who that is? Take a guess.
Raina?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Debbie Allen?
No.
No, not Debbie Allen. Was it Debbie Morgan, her mother?
No, not Debbie Morgan.
Okay.
I have rooted for Proctor. Proctor's the only dude.
That's because you like him as Turtle.
Well, no, see, funny thing is I never watched Entourage.
What?
I didn't watch Entourage. Yeah, it didn't really.
That's like un-American.
It wasn't really my thing.
Did you watch one episode?
I've seen maybe one episode of Entourage. It didn't.
Wow. That's weird.
I mean, yeah, it's just a bunch of white boys from Boston. No, that wasn't really
okay.
My thing.
All right.
And, you know, look, if somebody comes up with a brown people version, then I'll probably watch that. You know, some people would call that Ballers or Survivor's Remorse. I love
right.
Survivor's
that
Remorse.
That was amazing.
Which is basically Entourage.
With
more
smarter
family.
People.
With smarter people and deeper people, right?
Right?
But the thing about Proctor is like Proctor has no illusions about who he is, why he's doing what he's doing, and he's actually pretty damn straightforward about his thing. I want my daughter, my ex-wife is a drug addict, and I don't want to mess around with her, and I'm trying to protect my clients. In that order. And he's one of the 12,000 people who has said Angela is a liability and she's a moron and you shouldn't be dealing with her anymore.
Okay, let's talk about Angela for a second.
The worst cop ever.
Beyond that, I don't want to be too personal, but I never believed from episode one that person was that role, like I never believed she went to law school.
Yeah,
I never believed that she passed the bar. I never believed that she was smart.
No.
I never believed. So then to raise up to this position, I never believed it.
Here's the thing. I can't think of another show that's run this long that I have actually enjoyed watching where one of the leads is so horribly miscast. She's not smart. She's not savvy. She's not that attractive. Like, I've never thought that her and Ghost put more passion into knocking the box out of Fancy earlier this season than he ever did with Angela.
You said Fancy from the Jamie Foxx show. Yeah, he did. I mean, he did do work.
Yeah, he did work. And as someone who was a fan of Fancy, I was very jealous.
You don't need to get involved with this, but the man that plays Ghost is the most beautiful human being on television.
Really?
Yes. All right. I'm just, he's
Does
beautiful.
Does that go back to being Mary Jane?
He's beautiful. Body, face, just, whew. All right. Go ahead. Continue. Yeah, that Fancy thing, because, you know, that was some work. He put some work in.
I had to pause that.
But they have chemistry, though. They do have chemistry, he and Angela.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think she's
his type in real life. No, I'm saying, like, That's the kind of woman he likes
Miss
in
six
real
o'clock?
Life. Huh?
Miss 6 o'clock?
You said Miss 6 o'clock.
Miss what 6 o'clock.
What does that mean?
You know what Miss 6 o'clock
I don't
is.
Know what that means.
Straight up, straight down.
Oh.
Straight up, straight down.
Is that male speak?
No, that's old school rap speak. That's some.
What is that?
That's some, what do you call it? That's some Public Enemy. Miss 6 o'clock. That's some old Ice Cube. Mm-hmm. Straight up, straight down.
All right. So tell
me. Professor Griff.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think they have much chemistry. I think, like, I find the woman who plays Blanca to be more attractive and more engaging and more interesting and a better actress in her small role than anything Angela has done for 5 seasons.
Who's Blanca?
Blanca is the IA investigator.
Oh, she's nasty, though.
I like her, though.
You know who's even more on that end?
Who?
The cartel woman.
Oh, she's scary.
But she's got something with her, though.
I mean, you can understand how Dre is like, I'm afraid that she'll snap it off if I do.
Right. Right?
Like, I can't tell what she would do.
Right. I believe her.
And plus, what kind of super ninja Negro is Dre? That man has more lives than a
cat
in a multiplier machine. Like, he survives.
I was hoping he would get popped, though. So, like, what's
up? He never gets killed.
He's in mid-stroke.
Yes.
Two assassins come to kill him, and he's got a wherewithal to not just save himself.
Yeah.
And the woman that he's, but she put in work too.
Yeah.
And gets out of that, kills both of them. And then there's like 50 people. I'm like, who is he? Freddy? Jason? Like, what the? Like, it's.
Dre has survived
amazing.
Three assassinations this season. I'm serious. He got a body count like Shawn Michaels. He just be killing people right and left.
Yes.
It's amazing. And the interesting thing is, I don't even know. I mean, obviously, it was a setup at the end because, you know, blah, blah, blah. Tommy wanted to let him get away. But it's like, now they're really, I mean, I don't think she's going to die, right? I think they need her to live. But at the same time, it's like,
what happens if she dies? Let's go down that path, Dr. Jason Johnson. What happens if Angela dies?
If Angela calls it quits, if she dies, two things come to play. One, we need to find out how she was found, right? Because if Ghost makes the call, and he's not going to leave her, right? So basically, this puts Ghost in a position of pretty much having to rat out Tommy. Because they're like, you died, a federal agent, FBI agent died in your arms, and you're AUSA
right.
died in your arms, and you were someone potentially under investigation, and we were investigating her. Now, you may be able to explain why you two were together, but you better come up with a damn good story as to why she's...
There's still going to need to be a story because she's shot in the chest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So he would have to finger Tommy. He has to. So he's going to have to explain how this woman died. He's going to say, hey, I was meeting with her because she said she was under investigation and blah, blah, blah. You know, she was trying to use me as a source. Da, 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 da. Yes, we had our involvement. He's going to have to point the finger.
Is he going to? You think that's going to happen?
I think that's how the show ends. I think the show ends probably next season. He's going to eventually have to rat out Tommy. The show will end with a big showdown with him and Tommy. They both probably die or Ghost kills him. And that's okay. Season 7, and that's how it ends.
That's good writing right there.
That show never has good writing, but it's entertaining.
You got shady boobs.
No. It's not good writing.
What about
the
primal yell? Is he going to turn into a werewolf? What was going to happen?
I don't think he's going to turn. But I mean, realistically, and this is like I said, we got to find out who makes the phone call, how long she's under. I mean, because it could be like, you know, is Angela going to be in recovery? Is she going to be in a coma for a couple episodes, whatever? What did he do with Terry? Because like I said, I was talking to one of my friends last night. She's like, Terry's dead. I was like, no, he just choked him out. I don't think he's dead.
Right.
Terry might have just run.
Why would you not kill him? Because he's not going to be happy when he wakes up.
Well, because it's dangerous. Because getting that kind of body count.
But he's irrational. He's been irrational all season. As you said, he's hurt.
He's done some really stupid, crazy things. Stuff. But killing that guy, mm-hmm. but killing Terry, who was already... Look, this is the whole thing that happened with Angela and Teresi. It's like, how did you not realize that if you tell Ghost, it's going to get to wherever, and
that
then
so
he's gonna end up dead, and they're going to trace it back to you.
Right.
That's obvious.
Right.
So you should have done something where it's like... Either one, not tell Ghost, you know, or hell, go to Teresi yourself and say, you need to leave town or mm-hmm. I will tell who you are and either your son or whatever will kill you. And Teresi would have bounced.
Right.
And the thing is, and part of it, in honesty with Teresi, is he's like, I only want to live as long as my wife is alive anyway.
Right.
He ain't trying to live a long life.
Right, right.
She should have told him.
Right.
The word is out. You've got, you know... Tommy's either going to get you, Ghost is going to get you, or the Italians are going to get you. Leave town. I'll cover you. That's what a smart Angela would have done. Because if he disappears...
Right, right. So get back to Dre for a second. Mm-hmm. Do you like him? Do you think
he's kind of a weasel. And I think he's not as smart as he thinks he is. And that's always been his problem. He was being mentored by Ghost... But he doesn't have Ghost's sense of balance, and he doesn't
you
have
said Ghost's sense of balance.
Yeah, yeah. Because you got to look at who Ghost was all the way up until his daughter got killed. Ghost actually was trying to play this game properly. He was trying to play the go legit game. And the thing is, Dre didn't understand that. Ghost recognized, I need to have a wife, and I need to have kids, and they need to be in private school, and I need to have all the trappings
of
a respectable individual. And Dre doesn't get that yet. Dre thinks, I can jump past this, you know, just by dressing in nice suits and hanging out with politicians.
Mm.
It's the difference between Marlo and Stringer. Stringer knew what he had to do. Marlo was still trying to beat Negroes in the street in a $1,500 suit. That's Dre.
All right. So, recap.
Mm-hmm.
Angela shot.
Yes.
You think Ghost is going to rat out Tommy.
He has to.
It's going
to
be a showdown.
It's going to be a showdown.
What's going to happen to Keisha? You think she's going to survive the next season?
She's going to die.
She's going to die?
Yeah.
And then he's going to put on her scrunchie.
He's going to put on her scrunchie around his neck, and there's going to be a big showdown with him and Tommy. Tommy dies.
Where's Tasha going to play
out? Tasha's going to be out. I think this show ends. So it's interesting, right? I was talking to a friend of mine. We were talking about the season finale of Power, and we went through this list of like favorite show finales, right? Show finales of like the whole show. And I was saying like the number one favorite show finale I've ever had is The Shield.
I've never seen The Shield.
Oh my God. The ending of The Shield is like you are affected. You are affected. Number one ending would be The Shield. The second best ending of any TV show of all time is Homicide: Life on the Street.
Never seen that.
Really, really good show. Amazing, amazing life.
You have the most eclectic watching habits.
And then next to Homicide: Life on the Street, tied for number two is the ending of The Americans. Right?
That's the one where the Russians infiltrated.
Yes.
I never finished it.
Yes.
So it ends well. This was the last season. This past year was the end of the show.
It's worth it. It's worth it. You will get to the end of that show. You don't know if you want to cry. You don't know how to respond.
Because I was low-key rooting for them, which is weird. And then I was like, I gotta. And then this, let me just be honest. Mm-hmm. This Russian Trump thing made me not want to watch that anymore. Because I didn't want to ever be in league with Russians. You understand? I was struggling. Like, if Salt came out now
mm-hmm.
with Angelina Jolie, mm-hmm. I would be struggling right now. This has shaped and tainted how I view Russians.
As somebody who, you heard me say this on the show before, I watch Russian television too. There's a good show that you should watch called Silver Spoons on Russian TV.
What would we do, baby?
Which is weird because you think of Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah.
But it's called Silver Spoon. Very interesting show.
Oh, that's not Silver Spoons. That's
Silver Spoons.
Is that Silver Spoons?
Yeah, that's Silver Spoons.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
What Would You Do, Baby is Family Ties.
Family Ties. All right. I don't know. The Silver Spoon has a...
I just remember Alfonso Ribeiro and a bad greasy hair. But anyway, but Silver Spoon is a good show to watch. It's on Netflix. It was one of the first Russian TV shows to be Russian and Turkish TV shows to end up on American Netflix. But anyway, so number one is The Shield. Number two, Homicide: Life on the Street and the Americans. After that, you get to stuff like maybe Oz, Nip Tuck, blah, blah, blah. They aren't the greatest endings, but they're sort of powerful endings. So I say that because I have no idea how a show like Power ends, but it does strike me in our modern day of television that it's going to have an ending. Because TV shows don't just end anymore, like we're just not giving you any more episodes. They're sort of complete stories.
Yeah, that is true.
And so I don't know how this story ends because all of the relationships are broken. So at this point, the only good endings could be deaths. The only sort of solid
ending. What about Ghost and Tasha getting back together?
I don't think that'll ever happen. This is the kind of show... This will have some, and this, you notice when I was talking about my top endings, I didn't say Breaking Bad because I actually think
that was, yeah.
I liked it, but it almost felt like it should have ended the episode before. With him just out in that cabin.
Yes.
It's good to see Jesse get saved, but it's like the way that show had so many gaps in it, you didn't have to do that.
Nah.
He didn't have to pull the MacGyver thing at the end. You know, it could have just been like, that's how it plays out.
Right.
You know, everybody's life is wrecked. Especially like watching, because I watch Better Call Saul and you see the same sort of thing going on. I'm going to be watching that tonight.
Okay.
So anyway, but I say that because this is the kind of show where everything's going to blow up at the end. Tommy, Ghost, Angela, Keisha, all of these people are probably going to die or end up in jail. And Tasha strikes me as the lone mofo who would get out of it.
I agree. I agree. Tariq.
I can see.
I couldn't stand until the Kanan episode.
This is what's going to happen. Seriously.
Hated him. Why did the Raina have to die? He needed to die.
This is how this show ends. This show ends on some Godfather level ish where Tasha takes over and tells Tariq, it's how the game is. And it ends with Ghost gone, Tommy gone. And Tasha basically being like, this is the life
we lead.
So
she's going to be like Blanca, what's her name? The godmother of the drug game?
Yeah.
Griselda?
Oh, yeah, that show.
Griselda Blanco or something? Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be.
She's going to be like Teresa Mendoza from Queen of the South.
Queen of the South.
I love that. Have you seen that show?
I have not seen Queen of the South. I've heard it's good.
No.
I've heard it's good.
No, it is. No,
it's better than good?
Yeah. Do you watch Snowfall?
I've never watched Snowfall. I watched 3 episodes, okay. And that rape scene freaked me out so much I couldn't continue.
The male rape scene?
Yeah.
Okay, you see?
It's funny.
See how you're all sensitive?
My boy was like, no, you got my boy Malik. Shout out to Malik if you're listening. So Malik was like, you got to watch Snowfall. You got to watch Snowfall. And I started watching. I was like, okay, I don't know. I'm not really into it. And then that scene, I was like, oh, God. Oh. No. And I texted him. I was like, the F did you get? No. I can't watch any more of this.
It's phenomenal. Not as good as Queen of the South, which is phenomenal. Listen, Queen of the South, Animal Kingdom.
You haven't watched The Shield. I have to question your judgment.
I'm questioning you.
Because The Shield is like, seriously.
Who's in The Shield? Is that
Tom Hanks?
Michael Chiklis. I like him. He played The Thing.
Yes.
I like him.
He was also on that other show where he played police officer. But basically, the show is, and it's just really, really good. Basically, what do you call it? The Shield is, Rampart? All the stories about Rampart, that sort of crazy, anti-gang division in L.A. Rampart was the inspiration for Training Day.
Okay.
Right? The idea that of these cops in L.A. who basically kind of operate like their own gang.
Right.
That is The Shield.
See, I just binge watched this past winter, The Wire. Never watched it.
Really? Okay.
Never. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like stuff like that, mm-hmm. right? But then I'm contradicting myself because I love Snowfall, which is the genesis of the crack epidemic
right.
in South Central LA. It's amazing. But the characters are amazing. The acting's amazing. Queen of the South, which also is phenomenal. It's women running, you know, it's like this Teresa Mendoza comes from, you know, being like a girlfriend of a drug person
to running
the game. And I love seeing the come up for her. Mm-hmm. Animal Kingdom has this woman, Ellen Barkin.
It's her crime family.
Yeah, but the mother, Ellen Barkin, her name is Smurf.
She's an amazing actress.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But that's, for me, it's like acting, the acting has to be, this is why I struggle with Power. Because I think Ghost is a horrible actor.
They're all terrible
actors. I think that Angela's a horrible actor. The best actor on there is Tommy.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, Tasha.
Tasha has gotten better.
Yes.
Ghost has more or less flatlined. And you can tell the mediocrity of the acting because certain characters only work well when they're doing scenes with certain people.
Right.
Like, they can't all lift each other up because their acting is
right.
so uneven.
Right.
You will love The Shield. The acting, first off, it got a bunch of different awards, but the acting on that show is absolutely incredible.
So why'd they cancel it?
It ran five complete seasons.
Why'd they cancel it?
It also has CCH Pounder.
Oh, okay. All right, you just sold me. That's all you had. Yeah. Michael Chiklis wasn't going to get me to the party, okay? Let me just be clear.
She is one of the major internal antagonists of the show. CCH Pounder is freaking amazing.
Can I ask
amazing.
You, why don't we see her in more things? Why don't we see Esapatha, what's her name?
Esapatha Murkison.
Why don't we see her? Why don't we see Toussaint?
Because I think all their roles go to what's her name?
Viola?
No. Oh gosh.
Are you gonna be shady?
No. This is a compliment from 227.
Who, Jack K. Harry?
No.
Marla Gibbs?
No.
No, Regina King?
Yes, because Regina King be getting like all the black
women directing.
Roles.
She's directing.
But
now.
Regina King is on shows too.
She is.
She does everything.
So you put CCH Pounder in the same categories? I don't put them in the same category.
I don't put them in the same category. They play very different roles.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I disagree with you.
But I think from how Hollywood casts and what Hollywood does, that's how they view it.
That's ridiculous.
But it's the racism of the industry, right?
Okay.
Because there's roles for all of those
that's
women.
That's what I'm saying.
They're all fantastic actresses.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, amazing.
You know, and again, like, for example, like Viola Davis, right? She's got this new movie coming out, which looks really, really interesting. It would be great if all the black women weren't with white men, which means I probably won't watch it in the theater. I'll watch it eventually when it comes home. But because
you don't support that.
No, I don't support that with Hollywood's endemic racism. I don't care about interracial relationships in films. People can do whatever they want.
And you don't care about it in real life.
I don't care about it in real life. But the way that Hollywood does their casting, where you've got this black woman, Emmy Award winning, one of the hottest shows on television, but you know they pretty much told her, and it's not even about the men, but every single damn role, it's the same. See the same thing with Amanda Stenberg. It's mm-hmm. like, you can't make a movie anymore unless we give you a white boyfriend. None of these roles require interracial relationships,
right.
but they want to continue.
Especially the one where she was stuck in a bubble.
Nothing about that required a white boy. But every single one of her roles. But you saw they did the same thing to Halle Berry 15 years ago. Oh, once you're special, Negress, we take you away from all men of color. Yeah, all men of color. Magoo Maga. Whatever her name is. You know.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Her last role where she had an...
Outer Space?
No.
Was that the Outer Space role?
No, it was Beyond the Lights, which was actually a really good movie.
No, the last movie she did was Wrinkle in Time, where she played the mother.
She had a white husband.
Right.
Yeah.
I was making your point for you.
But what I was saying is, like, the last movie that she did where she actually had a black significant other
was
Beyond the Lights.
Was that Nate Parker?
Nate Parker, yeah. Right before mm-hmm. she blew up. And after she blew up,
no more.
No more white boys.
Right.
And I don't support that shit.
Okay.
And that because Hollywood doesn't do that equal ways. Because they ain't gonna let Anthony Mackie be with no white woman. They're not gonna cast, you know, Michael B. Jordan with no white woman. And the thing is, I don't necessarily want that either.
Right.
I could deal with 50 more years of black love on screen before I see anything else. But I know that the motivation behind these networks and the motivation behind these studios is not to be progressive. It's to feign progressivism while promoting sort of a white nationalist, white comfort agenda.
You think
and
they
I won't support
actually?
Because this
is something.
Subconsciously.
All right. Subconscious.
Yes, subconsciously.
How do we get that to be conscious?
What do you mean?
How do we get them to recognize that you are doing something really negative and racist?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know if you challenge any of these people, they would think that they're being very progressive.
Yeah.
They would think that they would be appalled that you would even You know, because they got black friends. I love black people. What are you talking about? You know, that, everything's race with you people.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get that unconscious knee-jerk bias to come to the forefront and get them to do something?
So the first way that you fix it, and I have a big story that I'm going to be writing on The Root. It's going to come out this month. I've been working on this actually off and on for a couple of months. You contact the advertisers. Call all these damn car companies that for the last 18 months, every single car commercial you see is some black woman and her white boyfriend. Every damn exclusive car commercial that you see. Not no damn Honda Civic, but when it's the Range Rover, when it's this, that, the other, some mm-hmm. young white man and his black girlfriend skiing and snowboarding and running to concerts and crap like that. And you call that advertiser and you say, why don't we see this the other way around? That's what I want to see. Why won't you cast a black man and a white woman to do this commercial? Why won't you cast an
Asian
man?
When they did that with Cheerios, people lost their minds.
Bingo. So that proved, no. Here's what's interesting. They didn't lose their minds. What happened, it's just like with the NFL, where these white companies choose to care about white anger from small audiences more than black money. Okay. The number of people, for example, the number of people who are unhappy with the NFL because they don't like the protests is smaller than the number of people who like them.
Right.
Ask Nike.
Way smaller. Right. Much Nike
smaller.
Figured that out.
Yeah.
They did the math.
It is
up 31%.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a minority of viewers who weren't going to change their mind anyway. They still watching them damn crappy games,
yes.
Right? So but the NFL as a league decided, oh, well, we're going to consider white anger to be more important than black money. So when you see these commercials promoting this agenda and again, under the guise of being progressive, and you say this is not progressivism in the way I want to see it. And I'm not going to let you as a white person or a white executive or a black person who's bought into this agenda lecture me on what progress looks like for my people. That's what we do. We call and complain just like Cheerios. Trust me, 30,000 black folk call and say, I'm sick and damn tired of car commercials with black women and white guys. They'll change their tune because it's not that complicated.
And we buy cars.
And we buy cars. And again, you'll see in the column that I have coming out later on in the month, you can contact the advertisers because what this really goes down to, it's the advertising agencies that pitch this. And then they tell the car company or the food company or whatever that this is what's going to help you. You call that damn advertising company, say this is bullshit. Stop it. That's not what we want to see. And again, don't allow yourself to be cowed by white supremacy when they try and lecture us and tell us that we're not being progressive. They can't tell us how to be progressive on race. They can't tell us when our people still get shot, murdered, lynched, and killed, when we can or cannot determine how we're depicted on screen. That's our money. That's our people. And for this stuff to be happening in the wake of having a black president and a white nationalist administration, and their idea of progress is to always have a black woman to be subservient to a white man in the face of the nonsense that we see every day, that proves what the agenda is not really about progress. It is about white comfort, which is something we should always, always question.
So getting back to power,
mm-hmm.
which is what we started talking about.
That's where we started.
What do we tell...
By the way, also yeah. a very progressive show for women.
It is. Mm-hmm. Is it?
So you know what the male gaze is, right? We've talked about the male gaze.
The male gaze?
Yeah, the male gaze when it comes to cinema. So I taught this once in my politics classes, politics and pop culture classes. So you notice like in TV and in movies, sex scenes are always filmed from the perspective of men. No matter what, right? You notice the sex scene is always like from side or behind or something. How men see sex when they're having sex.
Right.
It's always the woman's expression, whatever. It's never
right.
the guy.
Right.
And we know this has always been the case, not only because of sort of the directors who are doing it, but...
Never noticed it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it's always from the guy's perspective.
Okay.
If you ever listen to Reginald Hudlund...
Love Reginald Hudlund.
Talk about...
I love Warrington as well.
I do not know Warrington.
It's his brother. He is an amazing guy, and he's into martial arts.
Reginald is interesting.
He is interesting, but
interesting.
I love Warrington. Go ahead.
But you hear him talk about directing and producing Boomerang, and he said one of the big things that Eddie really fought for is to have a sex scene where you see the man's face.
Right, with his toes curling.
Right, his
yeah.
toes curling. Yeah. Like, because no one's ever done that. sex is always from how men see it. And he's like, and he thought it was funny. He really fought for it. And he's like, and that's never been done in film before.
That's amazing. Eddie Murphy is another complicated, wonderful, intelligent. And we need to do a whole thing on Eddie Murphy.
Prodigy.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah,
come
yeah, yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I was fighting Keenan getting an Emmy. But now I know what the Emmy was. Because that's my, if you ain't better than Eddie Murphy and he didn't get an Emmy, then you don't get an Emmy.
Right.
All right, go ahead. Continue.
So one of the interesting things that you always see about Power is that the sex scenes are filmed differently. They either lend towards a woman's view or they're almost gender neutral scenes. And you notice the angles by which you see Ghost or you see Angela when they're having sex. The positions that they're in are ones that are preferred positions by women. They're not being ravaged in the way that guys usually film shit. So it's very interesting. You should notice, like, perfect example, right? There are scenes where you'll see, Ghost and Angela having sex, right? And the camera will focus on, like, his hands intertwined with mm-hmm, hers, right? Mm-hmm. Who sees that? Women see that.
Right. No, that's what you said is, and you're right, because those sex scenes are fire.
Right.
Well, that's because one of the creators is Courtney.
It's women. Yeah, it's women who've written the show and are involved in the production and everything else like that. It very much changes the dynamic. You see a little bit of that, not the same way, but you see a little bit of that in Insecure, but you definitely see it in Power.
Yeah. No, I actually think it is well written. A little bit. All right, Jason, you're so...
It's creatively written.
It is creatively...
It's written like a Shonda Rhimes show, which is, it keeps your attention even though the quality of the writing is at a sixth grade level.
Okay, so next season, everybody dies, or next season...
Next season
the
is
season
the
after
for
next,
everybody to
for
die.
For everybody to die.
End, so next season is the big... Next season is absolutely severing the relationship between Ghost and Tommy, setting up the battle lines, destroying each other's lives, so that season 7 is when it'll end. And
whose side is Keisha going to be? On Tommy's side? Or she
Keisha
gonna,
will
she
die.
Gonna die.
Okay, she'll
Keisha
die.
Will die. Okay, yeah. She'll be the collateral damage.
She'll be the
collateral
damage.
You shot my woman, I'm going to kill yours?
Pretty much.
Hmm. What about the woman that's going to testify?
They'll get her.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is, like, they're all in so much trouble right now.
Yeah.
And again...
But they're not, because they don't...
They are. Because
okay.
now that AUSA Valdez has been shot.
Right.
Now everything
right,
blows up.
Right,
again, right,
right.
Had Tommy not shot her, they were probably in the clear.
Right.
But now that she has been shot,
the issue is going to hit the fan.
They're going to be investigating. They're going to try and find out what. They're going to be looking for Ghost. They're going to be looking for Tommy. Ghost is going to have to rat. Everybody's going to have to come forward. And then here's the thing. That's if she dies. If she lives, she's going to want to go after Tommy because he shot her.
Well, he was aiming for Ghost.
Was he?
I think he was. And then she moved out. Go back. She pushed. She looked up, saw him,
mm-hmm.
jumped in front of Ghost. I think he was aiming for Ghost.
Interesting.
I think he was aiming for Ghost. I don't think he
now
was
that,
aiming for
now
her.
Now that's...
See? That's even more. That's even more beefaroni.
Yeah, yeah. That's
even more beefaroni. But he was
true.
Aiming for Ghost. She jumped in front of him. That's what I saw.
See, I thought he was aiming for Angela.
Nah, let's go back. Go back. Let's rewind.
We'd have to rewatch the scene.
Okay.
Because he comes in. Because they're talking. I mean,
no, they're not talking. They're getting it in. They're about to kiss. They're
about to kiss.
Right. And then they look up. She sees him.
Uh-huh.
Makes eye contact. And then jumps in front, and then pow, pow. Not just pow, just pow. One pow. Right in the center. Bam. Okay.
That's a... So I know we're not live, but that's a Twitter question.
We can still put it out on Twitter?
Yeah, we should put that out on Twitter.
Let me see. What would the hashtag be? Power Johnson?
I would get all sorts of weird responses.
Power Johnson. I kind of like the hashtag Power Johnson. All right.
Ooh,
Power JJ. Hashtag Power JJ, then we can find
that. I'm thinking, like, for 5 years, right, people talked about, because there's no hashtags at that point, but it was like, you know, who shot JR, right?
Right.
So it should be something like, who Tommy shot, or who...
With Ebonics, we have to build that into the hashtag?
Yeah, who Tommy
in
shot. Only,
in
or,
order That is so racist. In order for Black Twitter to pick it up?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are...
I know my people.
Hilarious.
I'm
right.
exceptionally comfortable
who
with
he
the
shot?
Stereotypes.
Who he shot. All right. So here's what you got. You got to put a poll up with the hashtag who he shot.
Yes.
And then we'll do that. All right.
That works. Because I, you know, literally, we've been talking all the time. Because, you know, I came in saying, Tommy's always been wanting an excuse to shoot Angela, and it wasn't until now that you.
Yeah, but like, he's he, now he knows him. That it was Ghost that did that.
They had him to right. Had him kill his father. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been a pleasure. This your maiden pleasure. Voyage here.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you very
you.
Much. I feel nominally educated. I've done some things today. All right.
Love you, Jason.
Love you too, Karen Hunter. Karen Hunter is so nice to me, audience. Y'all don't even realize she puts up with all my shenanigans.
Mm-mm.
And her little commentary at the end is she didn't know she want to strangle me or kiss me. That I hear that all the time.
I didn't say kiss you.
That's what she said.
Because I don't want to kiss you, Jason.
That's what she said.
That's for other people to do.
I hear that
you
all know, the time.
You're way
women.
Too young for me.
You all have no idea how often I hear that from women. Yes.
Anyway.
All the time.
Yes. All right. We'll see you next time.
Yes. Yes. But definitely. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Jason Johnson. You can tweet me at @drjasonjohnson or go to my website, drjasonjohnson.com. Love your comments. Love your energy. Love anything you have to say. Please come back and join me next time. You can catch me on a regular basis on my new podcast on thehub.news.